Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Christelle Coleman, the CEO and founder of Ami. And I'm also speaking to Nick Esterhazen, co-founder at Insti. Thank you very much, guys, for chatting to me today.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Perfect. We're talking about something that I think has been very underutilized as a competitive advantage. And I was quite happy to see that Christelle, you guys have picked up on it, and somewhere in the latter half of last year, you've launched your whole sort of proactive method of dealing with application documentation and claims documentation and so on. So maybe to start off with, if you can sort of just tell us a little bit about the challenges that brokers have, because obviously you went through a bit of a soul search in the industry to see where those competitive advantages lie, and documentation was one of them. So tell us a little bit about what you found.
So when we started with the market research for Ami, we launched a competition to brokers, and we said to our brokers, please give us any service suggestion or product innovation idea that they as brokers believe will make a fundamental difference in the way we do things. And we've had, we had hundreds of entries. I don't know, maybe even thousands. I can't remember. And the winning broker could win a trip to stay in a chateau for a week, all expenses paid by Ami. And the winning idea was actually this concept of digital pre-populated forms, because brokers are saying, our client reports a claim and then we send them a PDF, but the client feels like they don't know that we don't know who they are. We don't have the information. We've sit with all the information in our system. So that's when it all started. And then the idea started, and then Joel and Nick's sort of innovation came across my desk, and we took our digital suite of, we don't want to say it's forms. I don't know if it's forms, because it's not really forms.
Yeah,
it's a way of gathering information. We took that to market in September last year.
So it's sort of the collecting of the needed information to do business with, whatever the transaction is.
It's almost like having a personal portal, for whether it is registering a claim or a subsidence and landslip questionnaire or a thatch questionnaire, in anywhere where we would want information. All our questionnaires are set up, and then the link gets sent to the broker, who then sends it to the client, and we can pre-populate it, and that information is completed, submitted, and when you press submit, it goes to client and to us, sorry, to broker and to us, and it comes into our workflow. So it's seamless, and I'm sure Nick will comment on how behavior changed fundamentally over lockdown and not having to complete forms. I mean, I saw the other day, I'm not going to name and shame, I wish I could, but I was doing a market exercise for our company PI Cover. And I mean, the form that I got looked like it had been through 10 photocopiers from a broker. It was like all skewed, so long, I couldn't complete it even on, I had to, it was so difficult. And it was just such a bad experience. And I just don't know why we're still dealing with that in today's time. So, yeah.
Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that, Nick. Specifically, as Christelle said, where did it all change and where did that idea then came from?
Yeah, so I come from the insurance industry as well. Worked for a number of years for some large insurers in the underwriting space and actuarial space. And, this, even for us, this was always a bugbear that you had. You had a concept you wanted to launch with clients. And to get there was months of planning, huge budgets. The friction to launch anything was just so difficult in the industry. And I think that's why you still find these old PDFs and these copies, because the ability to move quickly is very difficult in the industry. And everyone's maybe a bit scared to do that, reluctant, because there's the old way of doing it. And kind of that's what everyone falls back on. And just before COVID, I found myself, looking for a new challenge, and my co-founder Joel as well. And we just put heads together. We thought, but this is something that hasn't really been cracked in the industry. People are still using old forms. I had to fill out a proposal at my old insurer, and the proposal form that the broker sent me was something like 10 years old. It was version, you know, multiple versions behind what I knew they were actually using. And this, is, again, was such a common problem we had in the industry, that you're sending out these documents, you're wanting people to fill in information, but now your product's changing, the rules are changing, you need different information. And how do you manage that easily? And that's why we came up with the idea of Inity, which is really an instant digital platform. It allows you to very quickly launch, learn, and adapt. So again, you know, the other problem you have is you take very long to launch something. And as soon as you've launched, that second day, you're getting market feedback. You want to change and adapt and improve. And now you can't in a traditional environment. Whereas with Inity, it's very easy to make the changes as you learn and continue building the product and learning from your experiences.
So at what, maybe Christel, to just bounce back to you, at what point in your process from take on to a claim being paid, at what point in your process do you use the system, or is it constantly being used in interactions?
So we use it and at all those points where you would typically ask for a form, so a quote request, even though it's not the only way that you can get a quote with from us. But now just think about it. Instead of a form being completed, we send a link to a client. And when it opens up, it looks like a portal into a system. It's all digital with tabs at the top. So it's very easy to navigate. So then, you know, the broker can just ask the client to complete it. And then that gets sent to us. We use it for risk information like substance announcement, like thatch risk, additional information we require. We use it for claims, all the different claim forms, debit order authority. So anything where we would typically, in the old days, would ask for a form to be completed, now we send a link, it gets captured. And you know that the world that we're working towards is when that information comes into our system, into our environment, that it then through a, I might not be using the right word, but I think an API would then just be pulled straight into our system. But we're not there yet. But that is an obvious next step, that we don't even have to capture that information. Then it just kind of creates a claim by itself or creates a quote by itself. But it's an ongoing process. And it's the first step towards that digital integration where you cut out. You know, if you think about, Tony, you know, if you think about the sort of the thinking behind sort of binder regulations and cutting down on fees and costs in the supply chain, and what the, you know, the regulator wanted us as an industry to achieve is not that, you know, this doubling up of administrative functions, like capturing, you capture something, we capture, and you need people to do that. This for me works towards that, because it only gets done once and the data then gets, you know, it then gets pulled into the system, and it's not there yet, but that's definitely a viable next step for us to do.
Yeah, and because
there's also an opportunity for us not to make finger errors or human errors, because even now, because it's a digital form, it's copy and paste versus recapturing, so you can get to make sure that the information is more accurate.
It's a basically, I mean, you now, or even though, as you say, you're not yet to the importing stage into your systems, but you're collecting up-to-date data on all your clients in a central portal that is updatable towards your system once you create that API. Now, maybe just from your perspective, Nick, where does this journey for information then start? When the broker sends the client the link, is that where the information starts?
Yeah, so they do need access to the link to be able to access the portal to go to capture the information in there. And typically you would put it behind an OTP so that you would verify who the person is that's capturing that information. That's also very, very important. So it's not just an open link that anybody can access. You can assign that link, you can pre-populate it and assign it to a specific person if you know exactly who you're dealing with. If you don't know who you're dealing with, if it's more of an open form that you, such as a proposal form or something like that, there's still an OTP involved so that you still verify via email, via cell phone number, who this person is that you're dealing with. And that's also very useful for capturing signatures and things like that, because all that information is then verified. It's not an open link. So typically, the journey would start with sending the link, and INSTI doesn't send the link ourselves. It always goes by the trusted party. So we generate the link, but it's still up to the client to engage with their clients to actually share and share it with the client. For the fact is that nobody necessarily knows who INSTI is, but they all know who their broker is. All they know is who the insurer is. And so the journey really starts when the broker or the insurer shares that link with the end user to actually start capturing that information.
Mm-hmm. And Christelle, on your side, where has this made the biggest difference for you and for your brokers?
Well, it's just ease of doing business. It's just talking to our digital strategy. We're a startup. We don't have millions and millions to spend on digital innovation. But it's one of the most important interactions, maybe the only physical interaction you'll ever have with your client is that form. So, mm-hmm. You know, if we can make that easy and seamless, then it immediately talks to our sort of strategic agenda to be easy to do business with. And it talks to our need to develop our digital strategy and make sure that we use the digital tools to provide our service, and that helps us to be more cost efficient. It makes us faster. It makes sure that we don't make mistakes. So it really is that sometimes the best ideas are the simplest ones. Mm-hmm. it sounds like what digital forms are. It's really just it makes a very big difference in how our service and offering is perceived by our brokers and clients. And it's not unique to us. I mean, the whole market can use INSTI to get the forms, but it's about ease of doing business. And our clients, if you talk to clients and brokers, they will tell you how tough it is to deal with insurers. Reams and reams of forms. Joel's story about, I think his wife got ill and he had to complete all those medical aid forms, and how frustrating that was for him. And that's at a time when they're suffering trauma already. So you've had a car accident or a medical thing or home invasion, and now you have to complete all these forms, and you have to, it's just not a nice user-friendly experience. And I think that's really just it. It's ease of doing business, and it's a cost-effective way to improve on how we service our clients.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a sort of an idea in mind for the future? If I'm the client, I receive the link and I filled in the form or interacted on that system, for me to be able to go back at a later stage and just update this thing if I need to?
You can answer that question.
Definitely. I mean, one of the big bugbears we all know in the insurance industry is CAM renewals. Am I going to recapture all my risk information for you again at renewal stage? No, definitely not. You know, I want you to send me a summary of all my assets, and I just go update what's changed and I submit that back to you. And that's how we should be doing business in the insurance industry. So definitely the intention is that you capture the information initially, but you don't have to recapture it at renewal or when you're engaging with the insurer again. That information is already pre-populated there. And it makes it so much more personal. I mean, insurance is a personal product at the end of the day. And when you're engaging with someone that you trust and you see your information's already there, it seems more like they're more interested. It's not, here's an empty form, fill in your form, and it'll just go into the workflow. You know, you don't want to have that feeling as a client. You want to feel like these people actually know you and they know what you're about.
Yeah, and you can also request a copy of the form it's also an added benefit to the broker because it's all sort of available in there. So,
And Christelle, on the broker side, I would imagine that this removes some of the admin burden for them. Have you had any feedback in that regard?
Well, it depends on the broker, Tony. I mean, we did this development for a certain broker initially in mind, and they were like, no, they want normal forms after we went through the whole project, because they are very old school in the way that they do things. So it just really depends on the mindset of the broker. But I think that's so important. You have to be able to service your brokers in all the different channels. How they want to be serviced, what they prefer. Some people want to talk on the phone. They want to report a claim on the phone. Then we record that call. Someone wants to complete a form. The other person wants to go into a portal and capture the information. Someone else wants to register the claim themselves. Mm-hmm. But we are able to service all these different channels now. And I think eventually that's where we're moving towards, is these forms are definitely going to be outsourced, because it's about being able to read the data on the form without having the person to do it. You know, if it's handwritten, you have to capture it. Someone has to capture that information, makes errors, doesn't see a six is actually a seven or whatever. You know, it's easy to make mistakes with handwriting. This just gives us that opportunity to get things right from the very first time we capture some information.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And it makes it a bit more, it makes it a bit more dynamic in the sense that you can require photos or videos, yes, and they can't submit that until they've actually supplied the information. Whereas if it's an email and maybe you're onboarding a new broker and now the broker hasn't attached their PI cover or something like that, and you know, they still send the information, now you must go back and forth. With the entity forms, you can say, if you don't add this attachment, you cannot submit this form. And we will tell you, you need to attach it before you go. So it takes away that friction of senseless communication errors, because you need. Exactly.
Well, you can, the thing is, you can attach for quotes, photographs and clips to the form, to this Insti portal, which you can't do to a normal PDF.
Then you have to fill in the form and then send it. That's where the stuff falls on the floor.
But Tony, the big thing is that for me, this the big secret of the success, the secret in the sauce here is the fact that it's affordable. It's really an affordable digital solution for all businesses. It's not just for big corporates. And that's why I was so excited that Nick and Joel were on InsureTalk, because I thought this is the kind of thing that we need to get out into the whole industry, because it can help brokers, insurers, underwriters, everyone can benefit from using these forms. Because it is accessible. It really is accessible to most companies, depending on the package that you take.
Yeah, absolutely. Joel, Christelle, thank you so much for that information. I mean, it's very valuable for others to look at the success stories based on this and to see. You know, because the whole industry needs it, as you said. It is accessible.
Thanks, Tony. And Nick, nice to see you again.
Yes, very nice. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much for your time.